So welcome back to Heart Series 2 and to Day 8 of Part 1. Now, yesterday we were talking a little bit about this idea of cultivating a softer, kinder sort of attitude towards this particular exercise, or towards yourself in this particular exercise. Part of doing that is remembering this idea of effortlessness. It's something that goes all the way back to the very beginning of the Headspace journey, and something that I've mentioned every now and again as we've gone along. I think it is particularly relevant to this exercise. There are a couple of points. I think with some meditation exercises, sometimes when there's a bit more to remember, sort of what you have to do, and they become sort of, they can feel a bit more busy, if you like. And therefore, we start to feel as though we have to try a little bit harder. But of course, the result is that we feel increasingly tense, and the mind quite often becomes increasingly tight or busy as a result. So trying harder clearly isn't what we need to do. We need to simply grow our sense of familiarity to the exercise, just applying a very gentle, soft focus. It's also about remembering, though, that we're not looking to kind of achieve a particular result. In fact, the lovely thing about this exercise is that all of the focus, all of the attention is on the image itself. Yeah, the breath, but more importantly, the image. So it almost kind of, in this exercise, we're almost saying it doesn't really matter how we feel sitting here right now. It's how that image appears. If we end up feeling very relaxed and happy as a result, as a reflection of that image, then that's great. But that's not why we're doing it. So we don't have to apply a lot of effort trying to achieve something. And the final point to remember on this is that with any visualization, the best way to sort of cultivate that effortless quality is to remember that it's almost as though you're watching something which is just naturally arising in the mind. It's not that you have to sort of try really hard to think what it looks like, or that you have to try really hard to maintain that. It's just like remembering something, which takes no effort at all. So if you can remember these three things and just sort of apply this very soft, gentle approach to the exercise, then it will really help to assist that idea from yesterday, that sort of softer, kinder attitude. So with all of those sort of ideas, if you like, in mind, but leaving behind the concepts, just taking that feeling, the essence of those ideas, just beginning today's exercise by taking some nice big deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And with the next out breath, just gently closing the eyes now as you become more aware of the other physical senses and the space around you. So as you become more aware of those other senses, probably you've already started to notice the different sensations in the body, perhaps areas of tightness, of relaxation. But just scanning down now, not focusing on any one area more than the other, but just noticing where there's softness, where there's tension. And as you're doing it, just noticing the kind of mood that's around right now. So clear about how the body feels, clear how the mind feels, the kind of emotion that's around. Also clear about your motivation, your intention. Remember, there's no right or wrong answer, but it's important to be clear. And always remembering to incorporate others into that motivation. And now just allowing the mind to drift down onto the breath. Not changing the breath in any way at all. But just resting the attention on that rising and falling sensation. So continuing to be aware of the breath. At the same time, that image just naturally comes to mind. And that exchange begins to take place. Just watching as in the image the muscles begin to relax. You begin to look increasingly happy and at ease. As all those difficulties and problems, whatever they might be, are just lifted from your shoulders and replaced with a genuine sense of contentment, of happiness. And just staying with that idea, remember if any difficulties come up in the meditation, just using those, applying those to the exercise. And just staying with that now. And when it appears as though you really look as happy, fulfilled and free from difficulty as you could possibly look, you can just let go of that image now. And just let the mind be completely free. Just for the next 30 seconds or so. And now, gently bringing the attention back to the body, just noticing the weight of the body. Those points of contact, the sounds, both close, far away. So just bringing the mind back into the space around you as you gently open the eyes. Take a moment to refocus. A moment to be clear how you feel. And to be clear about your intention to be mindful today. And when you've done that, you can just sit back in the chair. So I wonder how, over the last few days, how easy you found it to apply this idea, this exercise, to everyday life, and how it may have helped bring about a greater sense of ease or presence into your everyday life. As I was saying yesterday, this is not an exercise sort of only to be done at home with your eyes closed or wherever you might do your meditation. It's an exercise to carry into your life, both the feeling of it, the attitude of it, but also simply the idea that we have the ability, the capacity, and ultimately sort of the courage as well, to move towards those things that we normally resist, and at the same time to share those things that we normally hold on to. That's the real kind of strength of this exercise. For many people, they say it gives them a greater sense of confidence in the situations where they normally might feel overwhelmed. So it's quite empowering, I guess, in that way. But it's more than that. It allows us to, in accepting those things, it allows us to let go of them. And again, what that does, it allows life to feel a little bit lighter. We're no longer carrying around so much baggage with us. So do look for those opportunities throughout the day today. It might be an opportunity of 2-3 minutes when you can sit down and just check in with yourself. Remember how it felt, that final moment of visualization, when you really sort of looked happy and bright. Or it might be a situation, a difficult situation, and you might just have 20, 30 seconds where you can actually be aware of just taking a moment to breathe in that sort of difficulty, to breathe out a sense of ease, and to notice how by flipping it on its head like that, instinctively people would normally say, oh, and I'll breathe in the sort of, you know, the happiness, the peace, and I'll breathe out the anger. But actually what we're doing there, it's quite subtle. But we're saying, I don't want the anger, I do want something else. And so instinctively, we're setting up a place of kind of conflict in the mind. Whereas if we can flip it on its head, then all of a sudden, we're moving towards a place of acceptance. And for most people, that leaves them feeling very, very different. I'll see you back here tomorrow, though, for day 9 of part 1.